Listen and stream the only talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
Let's get into our discussions right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. So, good morning and welcome, Mr. Samuel. It's a pleasure to welcome you to Freedom 106.5.
Good morning, Govind. Thank you very much for the invitation. And it's always good just to speak about Crime Stoppers and the community and how we can assist.
So you are the executive manager for Crime Stoppers Trinidad and Tobago.
That's correct.
Before we get into the discussion, how long have you been part of the agency and serving in this capacity?
Okay, well, I've been a part of Crime Stoppers Trinidad and Tobago for the past 10 years. And we at Crime Stoppers, since people don't know the name Crime Stoppers, but they know 800 Tips.
Yes.
So although I have been doing it for 10 years, the organization has been answering calls at 800 Tips for the last 24 years, since 1999.
I think that 800 Tips definitely has resonated with the population really, really effectively for as long as I could remember. So as we get into the discussion this morning, give us some information about Crime Stoppers and the ever so popular 800 Tips.
Okay, great. Okay, Crime Stoppers, we have been in existence in Trinidad and Tobago for the past 24 years. But Crime Stoppers is part of an international organization that has been in existence since 1976. So although we are here 24 years, the organization itself, the international organization, is certainly, like us, not a new kid on the block. Crime Stoppers Trinidad and Tobago came out of the Crime and Justice Committee of the Chamber of the Trinidad and Tobago Business Chamber. And it's a non-government organization that is comprised of different constituents of the business sector. So, for example, we have the Trinidad and Tobago Chamber represented on our board, the Association of Trinidad and Tobago Insurance Companies represented on our board, the Coover Chamber, the Chaguanas Chamber. We have several chambers represented. We have the Small Contractors Association. So it's comprised of civilian organizations that come together to encourage the public to participate in reducing crime in Trinidad and Tobago. And that is done in a simple way. They can call the toll-free number 800-TIPS, 800-8477, and provide information on any type of criminal activity. And that information, I call Crime Stoppers a courier of tips. We're very accustomed to couriers these days. We get a package and we go on Amazon, we buy a package, and the courier either delivers it to us, and we jump in our cars and we get the package. So when Crime Stoppers get the tip from any tipster, we take the tip and we send the tip to the police. We are not police. We are not Ministry of National Security personnel. We are civilians who take the tips and we pass the tips to the police, and the police will then investigate. The police will then act on the information that is provided by Crime Stoppers. So in a nutshell, that is what Crime Stoppers does. Right. In addition to calling 800 Tips, persons can go online at crimestopperstt.com and they can use the P3 app, which is an international app used by Crime Stoppers programs all around the world, where they can also send tips anonymously. So all the information that is received, we have received them anonymously. Up to now, we do not know who would have made any call since 1999.
Interesting. It's very informative that you are not affiliated directly with any government service or even the police service, national security, all of those agencies. Because I always had that conception that
and we probably need to do an even better job of getting that word out.
Right. Well, you've done an exceptional job with 800 Tips, so I'm sure this other initiative will work out just as well. So I understand that you are separate and apart from these agencies, but is there any sort of interaction or collaboration within these organizations that you mentioned?
Well, certainly there is collaboration with the police. In fact, the head of CID, the senior superintendent who heads CID, he is the person, who basically all the information is sent to. He has assigned somebody to receive all the information from Crime Stoppers. Because you would recognize that Crime Stoppers is not an organization that can investigate the information that we have. the many times the information that we receive at Crime Stoppers that we pass to the police is the missing piece of the puzzle that is required by the police. So they would be investigating a matter in Bradford Trace, wherever Bradford Trace is.
Right.
And they're looking for some little piece of information. Somebody provides us with the information. To our call takers, it may seem insignificant. But when it is sent to the police, that information is what the police is looking for. So there is definitely the connection between Crime Stoppers and the police in that all we do is send the information to the police for their own investigation.
So it begs the question, why not call the police directly?
It's a good question, and I've been asked that question time and time again. People say, but Mr. Samuel, you're saying that when you get our information, you pass the information to the police. But
right. But
I could just call the police myself, which is fine. We do not discourage anyone from calling the police, because that is what the police is there for. If something happens that I want action on, I would call the police. The difference with the Crime Stoppers is that sometimes people want to remain anonymous. They want to provide information, but they do not want the police to know who provided the information. They do not want their neighbor to know who provided the information.
Right.
They do not want their mother or their father to know who provided the information. And that is the benefit of Crime Stoppers. So, for example, you can call 999. 999 never promises to be anonymous. In fact, I remember on one occasion, I gave a presentation a night. I spent about 25 minutes speaking about 800 tips. At question time, somebody got up and say, Samuel, you see the information you giving the people here, you only come to fool them. Because a neighbor of mine called that same number you called there.
Right.
And when they and in no time at all, the police was outside saying, somebody here call and thing, give us, I said, 800 tips? He said, boy, you is not 999? I said, no, boy, I spent the last 25 minutes telling you 800 tips.
Right.
So the advantage of the advantage of calling Crime Stoppers is that you remain anonymous. But the information goes to the police, because the police are the one who have the authority and the wherewithal and all the technology to act on the information that they receive.
So anonymity is promised. Now, in terms of the investigations and verifying the information, all that is under the remit of the police.
Certainly, we are not trained to do that.
Right.
We are trained to take calls. We are trained to ensure that when somebody calls us, they provide us with no kind of information that can identify who they are or where they are calling from. That's our
so giving them that kind of level of security and anonymity
and
as well.
Confidence in the anonymity that we provide.
Because
and we provide it both when they call 800 tips and when they go online, they remain anonymous. Because online, when somebody sends a tip online through the P3 app,
right. That
tip goes abroad. It's then stripped of all the identifying marks.
Oh,
and what
nice.
Comes back to Crime Stoppers Trinidad is just a text message. So there is no way of us knowing who would have sent that tip online. So the anonymity is the strength of Crime Stoppers.
Right. And this app that you mentioned, it's available on Android and Apple?
It's available on Android and Apple. If you go to our website at crimestopperstt.com and you click the banner that says submit a tip here, it automatically takes you to that P3 app that allows people to send a tip, send pictures, send videos and so on, and they still remain anonymous.
Because I think it's a good initiative, because I think people may still be hesitant or wary of, they might recognize my voice.
That's correct.
You know, they may know it's a male or a female, maybe even the age, you know, using a bit of assumption or so.
That's
on.
Correct.
So it's good that you have various mechanisms where people can explore the options of assisting or giving their tips courtesy Crime Stoppers. Now, you mentioned the reward system. How exactly does this work?
Okay, Crime Stoppers Trinidad and Tobago pays cash rewards up to the value of $10,000. Sometimes you go and you speak and people say, boy, that is $10,000 US. No, it's 10,000 TT, right? So we pay cash rewards up to the value of 10,000 TT. This is how the system works.
Right.
Anytime somebody calls Crime Stoppers or somebody sends a tip online, that, let's call the person a tipster. That tipster receives a PIN, just like your bank.
Okay,
PIN.
Right.
So that person receives a PIN. we advise people to keep that PIN confidential. That's between you alone and Crime Stoppers.
So the same way you would keep your banking information confidential, right. your PIN.
Nobody know your PIN. But you know what? At home, sometimes they would give your brother, your sister, your son,
the PIN to go and take out
200. Don't ever do that. So once the person calls back Crime Stoppers and there has been some kind of positive action on that particular tip, that person then qualifies for a cash reward. We ask them to tell us what branch of the bank they would like to collect that tip at. So let's say they say, again, I will use Bradford Trace. The bank at Bradford Trace, they say I'd like to collect my tip by cash reward at the bank at Bradford Trace.
Right.
We contact the operations manager because we'd have an account at that bank. We contact the operations manager and says, tip number 1234, $5,000. The person goes into the bank and says, I am 1234. When they get to the operations manager, the operations manager give them an envelope with whatever the cash reward is. That's it.
So no need to sign,
no ID card, no need to give any information about who you are.
Right.
You walk out. That system has worked for the past 24 years, and in cash, we have paid over $1.something million to persons using that particular system. Every now and again, it gets a little fuzzy because somebody would call back and say, you know, somebody asked me for my name. Anytime that happens, what we tell the tipster to do is you come out the bank and call us. And we would call the bank and remind the bank. Because I can understand, because sometimes you have tellers being changed so often.
Right, and they may not be aware of the policy.
Right. So as long as we remind them, it works smoothly.
So in terms of the tipster, does it have to be, I know that you're not identifying yourself when you call to make a tip, but is it limited to nationals, or could it be anybody in the jurisdiction of Trinidad and Tobago that has seen something, knows something, and they reported it to Crime Stoppers?
That's a very good question. I can't remember if I've been asked that question before, but it's something that
we do have a lot
about.
Of, you know, Latin now, Americans here, and
it's not. In fact, it's not limited to nationals, and some of our advertisements have been in other languages and so on as well. And it's also not limited to Trinidad and Tobago. So somebody out of Trinidad can also send a tip to Crime Stoppers through the website.
Because it is an international organization
and we connected internationally. And in fact, there was a major customs bust about 3 years ago that was effected because of a tip Crime Stoppers Trinidad and Tobago received from a tip in another country. So that tip came to us, and we were able to provide the information to customs because they are law enforcement as well. And they acted upon it. And there was a major bust that was affected because of that tip originating outside of Trinidad and Tobago.
Interesting. So, but we have a lot of talk. It may not be proven, but a lot of persons have indicated that, you know, when we go to the bank, the tellers will be talking hard. And sometimes, coincidentally, when persons take out some monies, sometimes they may get approached by questionable people, sometimes actually being robbed, cameras in the bank and all sorts of stuff. How do you combat those concerns?
Well, we combat those concerns in the way we are doing now, and by assuring our tipsters that in our history, no tipster has ever been compromised. But more than that, if we speak about things like cameras and so on in the banks, cameras out of the banks, you probably have a camera outside your home.
We have several cameras right here.
Right, you have cameras right here. Right? So the cameras, when you go to the bank, nobody knows what you are going to the bank for. You may be going to make a deposit, a withdrawal, to put somebody else on your bank. Nobody knows what you're going to the bank for.
Right.
And the envelope that is provided to you, you're not given cash counting the monies, 1, 2, 3.
Right.
You are giving an envelope because your number is associated with that envelope. You're given an unmarked envelope with the cash in it. So nobody really knows what transaction you would have done. That's why we tell people, remember, don't give anybody your PIN. Don't tell anybody you called Crime Stoppers. And that is another thing. We encourage people not to tell anybody you call Crime Stoppers. You call Crime Stoppers, that is between you and Crime Stoppers. And it's between you and Crime Stoppers doesn't even know who called. All we know is somebody called and gave us information.
So really, really incredible information this morning by Crime Stoppers. It would have cleared up a lot of misconceptions I had. And I would have personally been seeing Crime Stoppers and 800 tips
seeing
all over.
That's correct.
Seeing ads and billboards and all sorts of stuff over the years. But the 800 tips, and the, I know the app could be accessed at any point in time. Mm. But what about the call center? Is it open 24/7? Or is it Monday to Friday? How?
The call center is open 24/7, 365 and a quarter days during the year. So we are open all the time. We take calls all the time. People can call us with any kind of information and it's toll free. So if you have no money on your phone, partner will call you and say, Govin, call me back now, money on my phone. Right. If you have partners like that, tell them they could call Crime Stoppers too, because the number 800 tips is a toll free number that is available and we answer it 24 hours a day, 365 days days for the year, including Christmas Day, New Year's Day and Carnival Day.
Literally every hour. Okay. So I would not have thought that it would have been so performing every single day.
It needs to be
day.
That way, because people can report crime at any time, and sometimes people are fearful to report crime during the day, and they probably want to take a little chance during the night and that kind of thing. So because justifiably so, people are afraid to report crime, but Crime Stoppers provides that confidence, and we've been doing so for over 600,000 callers, that once you call us, there's no way of the call being traced. There's no way of anybody knowing that you would have called our tip line.
Right, so you've indicated that over 600,000 callers you have had so far for Trinidad and Tobago.
That's correct.
And you've been here over 24 years, Crime Stoppers Trinidad. Of course, part of the international organization as well. So, of course, I just remind our listeners again about Crime Stoppers and how they could go about accessing the service that you provide.
So you can access Crime Stoppers services by simply dialing 800-TIPS, 800-8477. It's a toll-free number. It's a number that's answered throughout the year, throughout the night, throughout the morning, throughout the day. You can also access sending a tip to Crime Stoppers by going online at our website, crimestopperstt.com, and the app is available. When you click submit a tip, it connects you to the P3 app that allows you to submit a tip. In both instances, you remain anonymous. No one would ever know that you would have called or provided a tip to Crime Stoppers, and there is the possibility of you receiving a cash reward if the information proves to be useful. And note I say if the information proves to be useful. It's right. Not that a crime that you would have reported has come to an end where somebody is convicted and probably went to jail and so on. As long as the information is useful. Because I just yesterday I was looking at some tips that we have to pay out. A couple guns were retrieved, but no arrests were made. And we would pay on those tips because the information was good information that the police acted on, and the police was able to recover these revolvers.
So we are out of time, but I want to thank you for joining us. But before you go, in terms of the following up process, so persons can call Crime Stoppers again to find out if the tip has been useful.
Yes, because there is no way we can call them back. So
right, because you do not track
don't
any
know who's
information
calling.
At all.
So, they
so the
need,
onus falls on them
the
to
onus
follow
needs
up.
To fall on them right. To call Crime Stoppers back and say, my tip number is 1234. I'm following up on this particular tip.
So it's essential for them to keep that code, that PIN that is issued.
Yeah. So it's important for them to do that. And when they call us back, we can say the tip has been successful. You qualify for reward. We can say the police went and they're looking for additional information. So for example, sometimes the police would act on a tip, and the police would say there are three red houses in the street. You know which one it is.
So they may need more information.
They may need more information. There's no way we can give them that. Unless the tipster calls back and follow up on their tip. So we ask that the tipster would call back and follow up on the tip so that the proper information can be provided, whether it's to receive a cash reward or whether it's to be able to provide the police with additional information.
In the event that additional information is required, will this fall within the existing PIN or would this be a new report
It would be the same. Okay. It would be the same report that is made. We just add information to that particular report, so the same PIN is used in that particular instance.
Situation. All right, great. So again, I want to thank you so much, Mr. Samuel. It's been a little bit longer, but that's quite all right. We value the conversation this morning and
thank
your
you
experience
much.
And your good work thank at you. Crime Stoppers Trinidad and Tobago. So of course, 800 tips. It can't get simpler than that.
That's right.
And P3 app, you can look out for it.
You just go to our website, crimestopperstt.com, and it seamlessly takes you to the P3 app where you can upload videos, you can upload pictures and so on, and provide the information.
Oh, great. So additional usages there to upload information to help the crime to be solved.
That's correct.
So again, thank you so much, Mr. Samuel, for joining us today, telling us all about Crime Stoppers, giving us some more information, clearing up some misconceptions, and informing the public. Of course, you could get cash rewards up to $10,000 if your tips are useful in the successful reporting to the police and so on. And remember, it is absolutely anonymous, so call 800 tips to send in your reports. And you could also access the app, the P3 app, via the Crime Stoppers website, crimestopperstt.com. So I want to thank you so much again.
Thank
Mr.
you
Samuel.
Very much, Coben.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.